This is a recording of the August 5th, 2020 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene immediately after the Operations Committee meeting at the Chuyach Boardroom.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call for the evening. We have a full house tonight. In the room, we have Director Morse, Director Parks, Director Kaysen, Director Henderson, Director Wiggins, and myself. And on the video conference, we have Director Hollis. Okay. With that, we will roll into a safety minute on jump starting your car.
Hello.
Hi, Tyler.
Welcome.
Oh, I like your mask.
Thank you. Well, I have hundreds of them on the way.
Excellent.
And some for you, too.
All right.
Last week, Chuyach went to daily wear on masks. So we are providing our employees with plenty of options, powerful pink, and kind of a demure Seattle black. I can't make up my mind what to wear today, as well as camouflage, orange, red, light blue, dark blue, and many other fun fashion colors.
All right.
So we want to encourage people to wear their face coverings and have some fun with it. I think when people do that, they're more likely to follow through. So we went to that last week, and we'll have some more gear and equipment on the way for folks. So just wanted to thank you all for wearing your masks on the breaks and in the common areas and all that stuff. Those are exactly the kind of things that we're doing here in the office building during the day. So jump starting your car. Well, that's a happy picture. Thank goodness we're not there for at least a few more weeks with the snow and the ice and such. But let's run over those very important tips about safely jump starting a car. First of all, never let the cable ends touch the vehicles or each other. I've done that. Ensure that the booster vehicle, that's the one with the good battery, is shut off with the brake set. Always start attaching the cables with the car with the dead battery, starting with the red positive to the red terminal on the dead battery, then going to the red positive to the terminal on the car with the good battery, then the black terminal on the good battery. And then a lot of people skip this one, but it's really best to attach the black cable on the car with the dead battery to some bare metal. Remember, all you're really trying to do there is achieve ground. You really don't need to be hooked up to the battery. A few other tips. Make sure everyone's clear and away as you start the cars. And remember that that car with a dead battery is going to need to run a while. And I would say in the winter time, 15 or 20 minutes is probably not enough. So you get that jump and then you make that short trip and you shut down again. If the car hasn't been run for a while, you may be in line for another jump. Another tip that I'd like to add to this is, quality battery cables that are of a good, useful length is very helpful. Little short, cheap ones make an already bad day worse. What questions or observations do you have?
Amen.
Been there, done that.
All right. Well, I hope none of us have to do that this winter. And thank you very much for your attention. And thank you very much for participating in our COVID safety program.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks, Tyler. Okay, we'll move on now to approval of the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Right. Any discussion on the agenda?
Madam Chair, I would like to add something under executive session, and that would be discussion of the election.
discussion of the election. Yep. Okay. Got that. Anything else? We will add that under, we'll talk about that first under executive session. All right, hearing no.
So, Madam Chair, I need to amend the original motion to move to approve the agenda as modified with the new section under the executive session.
Okay, thank you for that.
The second, I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor of approving the amended agenda, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. All right. So we have no persons to be heard this evening. No consent agenda, no CEO reports and correspondence. No director reports, no unfinished business, no new business, and we will move directly to executive session, item 9. Is there a motion for executive session?
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1) and 3, the Board of Directors go into executive session 2. Number 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative. And number 2, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could be, have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Second.
Okay. All right. Been moved and seconded to go into executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Hearing none, we are now in executive session. Session then. And we're going to move on to new business. We have one item under new business, which is the MEA power pooling agreement amendment. I think we have a couple of motions.
Madam Chair, I would move pursuant to Board Policy 202 that we waive the 7-day rule to consider the amended and restated operations agreement for power pooling and joint dispatch between Chugach Electric and Matanuska Electric.
I second.
Okay, any discussion on that item? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion 1 passes
unanimously.
All right, we have another motion this evening.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion. I'll move that the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to 1, execute and deliver the amended agreement in substantially the same form as discussed in executive session, and 2, take all such further action as the Chief Executive Officer shall deem necessary, desirable, advisable, or appropriate to consummate, effectuate, carry out, or further the amended agreement.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion on that item? Hearing none, all those in favor of the approving the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Okay, we're going to move on to director comments. And I'll start with Director Hollis on the video conference.
Thank you. I would just like to say that I think both meetings tonight were very good, very informative. I think I really appreciate the, obviously the hard work that Lee and his team has done, but more so tonight, the really good discussion and questions of the directors and thought-provoking issues that have come up. I know that some of that is challenging. but I think the fact that the questions are being asked, and obviously we are getting responses or will be getting responses from the management team, and it is much appreciated. So thank you all for your time and effort tonight, and I will close with that.
Thank you, Director Hollis. Director Kaysen?
I would echo Director Hollis's compliments to management and staff for all the illumination they bring. We bring the heat and you guys bring the light. I think that that works really well. And the detail with which Arthur and Mark and everyone brings to the questions, answering the questions that we ask is, you know, great job, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Director Parks?
I just want to comment that I do see, I appreciate the questions the board has been asking in the last several months. I think it's really stepped up, and then in response, Lee, you and your staff in the detailed answering of these questions. I just have found the meetings much more detailed and beneficial overall. Thanks.
Thank you. Director Morris?
Yeah, I would say I echo that, and I really appreciate the opportunities that we've had to talk about the way we talk about things and the way what information we want and how we perceive stuff and what's helpful for the board to have. I think that leads to those better conversations. So I really appreciate tonight the opportunity to have had that conversation. I think that's really made me feel good and be beneficial. So thank you.
Director Wiggins.
Thank you to the staff for supporting a very good meeting and moving us forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Director Henderson.
Yeah, I've watched this evolve. It's become very focused, but it had to be. And I really appreciate the fact that my comments, my thoughts, somebody always addresses them. And if they address mine, the simplest that they are, they certainly address yours, which are far more complex. So. I've had a great deal of enjoyment working with Lee and people here. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it shall continue in my mind's eye. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson.
My hat's off.
Lee?
I appreciate the questions. I will tell you that, you know, I and the staff, we do think positive, and I think I probably won't apologize for doing that, because to stick through everything that we've gone through with the number of setbacks, you have to continue that positive attitude, and we will get there. And I won't guarantee that we won't have another setback or two, but our goal is the finish line, and ultimately this will be in the benefit of our ratepayers, and please, just stick with me. So thank you.
Thanks, Lee. I want to say thanks to Lee and staff. You know, I read the board package, and, you know, there's always obstacles that we have to overcome, and it seems like a lot of our topics are kind of heavy, and we have to do things kind of expedited, and we try to get through them, and I appreciate when I come in here, I might not, you know, I might have a whole bunch of questions and I might not feel super confident that it's all going super great, but then you guys always answer the questions and give us the details that really put my mind at ease, and I go, oh, yeah, it's all going to work out. So thank you for the attitude that you have, the positive thinking, and I was thinking it's going to turn out for the best, because it convinces me that it is going to turn out for the best. And I do believe that. I do believe that we'll get there. And I just thank you for your hard work and the push that you continue to have. So I really appreciate it.
Can I say one thing else? One long time ago when we started, there were several studies about mergers. And the odds of a merger happening is worse. It's better to play craps. And by golly, this organization has kept it their nose to the grindstone, and they've exceeded 85% of mergers don't happen. And we're in the top 15 and we're doing it. And I think that's a terribly admirable, and I'm astonishingly proud of this group. And because I've been there.
Thank you, Director Henderson. Anything else? All right, with that, I will take a motion for adjournment for the evening.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we are now adjourned at 7:23.
Bam!